Welcome back, everybody. We're going to be learning the first Sicha in Parshas Bechukosai in Chelik Yud Beis, page 120. This is a Sicha which is a Hadron on Masechta Bechiris and on Masechta Hoirius. A very, very geschmack of Sicha here. Let's get started. We see in Parshas Seinu, at the conclusion of this week's Parsha, Kosov it says, V'chol Maise Boko V'tzayin, Koyla Sheyave Tachas HaShovet, Ho'asiri Yiyah Kodesh. So this is the halacha of Maise Behema, that you would bring the animals into a barn and then they would pass out from the door of the barn and the owner stands there and counts, and then when it comes to the 10th one, he counts the 10th and he hits him and makes a red mark on the behemoth, and that's the one that's kodesh. That's the basic halacha of a maisa sheni is done. Zui mitzvahs maisa behemoth. Kol behemoth asiris ba'bokar ba'tzayin sheyesh la'adam mi'yisrael. The 10th of the animals that a person owns, are a kodesh l'Hashem, is holy. It's kodesh for the Eibishter. Keitzat ma'isron. How do you take the ma'iser? So you don't just take one from 10 and make it ma'iser. This is how it has to be done, as I mentioned. Koinson l'dir. You take him into a barn. Lo'islam pesach katan v'chulu. Then you have a small door where they come out from. Umayne b'shevet echot shnayim. And you stand there with the stick and you count one, two, and so on. The one that comes out, the 10th, you mark him with a red mark, and you establish him as Meiser, and that's the one that's Meiser. Now from these psukim here, we learn another halacha regarding Meiser Behemah. This is the halacha that it says in the very last Mishnah of Masechta Bechiris. Kara l'chi asiri. If you by mistake call the 9th animal the 10th, ula asiri chi, and then the 10th he called the 9th, ula achad asar asiri, and the 11th he called the 10th, shloshtan mikudoshin, all three are kodesh. The 9th, because he called it the 10th, the 10th, even though he called it the 9th, it's actually the 10th, and the 11th is also kodesh because he called it the 10th. The Gemara says, how do we know this? Why shouldn't just the 10th be kodesh? Minayim shem kara lechi asiri, la asiri chi, uliyachadasa asiri, shloshta mekudoshin, that all three are kodesh. Talmud Laima, we learn it here from this pasuk where it says, v'chol ma'ase boka v'tzayin. So it says v'chol. Then it says again, kol ha'sheyave tachas ha'shevet ha'asiri yiyah kodesh. So it says twice kol, to include that not only the actual 10th that you called 10th is kodesh, but even the 9th or the 11th will also be kodesh. L'rabbis is kulon, so we know that in this case, the 9th, the 10th, and 11th will be kodesh. Omnom, bedink kedushas shalzeh achados shekari asiri. When it comes to the holiness, the kedusha of the 11th that the person referred to as the 10th, nechluku Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda b'mishnah anal. There's an argument here between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda in this mishnah. V'achados korav shlomim. So the opinion of Rab Meir is the 11th you bring as a korban shlomim, the oisa tmura, and the din of tmura also applies to this animal. The din of tmura is by any kachim, if a person wants to exchange the kedusha to another animal, he says the other should be kodesh instead of this. The halach is they both become kodesh, this and the other one he wanted to exchange it to. So this is a shlomim. The 11th one is treated as a shlomim. And you could also make a tmura from this to another one, like by all kachin. Divrei Rab Meir, Rab Meir's opinion. Omer Rab Yehuda, Rab Yehuda responds to this. No, v'chiyesh tmura oisa tmura. Do you ever have a case if an animal is a tmura? It wasn't originally the kachin. It became kachin because the person exchanged to this animal, so it only became kachin as a tmura. Is there such a thing that a tmura could then be exchanged and bring kedusha to yet a third animal? There's no such a thing. The halacha by tmura is one animal becomes a tmura from the original carbon, but not a third animal. So therefore, he says the same applies over here. The 11th is compared to a tmura. It's not the original 10th. And therefore, even if the 11th becomes kedush like the 10th, but you can't then exchange and extend the kedusha to yet another one. Amru Mishum Rab Meir. So Rab Meir responded back to Rab Yehuda and says, no, we don't treat the 11th just like a tmura of a carbon. This is a carbon itself. Ilu haya tmura lehaya karev. If it would only be treated as a tmura, that it's only an exchange and secondary to the original, so then we wouldn't be makriv it as a carbon. And Rav Meir's opinion is that you're makriv it as a carbon shlomim. So therefore, it's like the original carbon. And therefore, the din of tumura does apply here. Hainu. So the Rebbe spells out the machlekes. Rav Yehuda's opinion is, shektushase shola achad osar, the kedusha of the 11th, hirak beged the kedusha shol tumuras maiser. It only has the aloha of the status of kedusha as an exchange of the original 10th that was supposed to be maiser. The fact that this person mistakenly referred to it as the 10th. Factually, it's the 11th. It's compared to a case where the person said, let's exchange from the 10th to another animal that it should be like the 10th and get the Kedusha of the 10th. But it's not the original 10th that has the Kedusha of the Maisa Behemah. And therefore he says, from the 11th that now has the Kedusha of Maisa Behemah, you cannot then exchange to another one to make Tumura. Hainu, meaning, if you're going to take another Behemah, to exchange and extend the Kedusha to yet another animal, the Kedusha of Maisa on this 11th will not take effect on that one. Ki ein tmura oise tmura. From one tmura, you can't exchange and extend to another tmura. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir's opinion is, she'ein k'dushase shala achadase b'ter tmuras maisa. The Kedusha of the 11th that he mistakenly referred to as the 10th is not avda alocha of an exchange or as a secondary of the maisa. Ela, rather, shal yidei shekara lo yasiri areim kudush mei kara b'kudushas maisa. Now that he referred to it as the 10th, the Pasuk teaches us that the Kedusha of Maiser applies to it, just like the original one that he would that was the 10th and he said it's the 10th, the same level of Kedusha applies to the 11th. So just like the Aloch of Tmura applies to the original Maiser Behemah, it applies to the 11th as well. It's no less. Maybe Rav Meir Raya L'shitasai, Rav Meir brings a proof to his opinion, because Rav Meir's opinion is that you makriv the 11th on the Mizbeach. If it would just have a din of a tumura, it would not be brought as a carbon. Ki l'das Rav Meir ein tumuras maiser krev al gabe Mizbeach. A tmura of Maisa Behemah cannot be brought as a carbon. So the fact that the 11th is brought as a carbon means that the Gzeiras HaKosov, that the 11th becomes Kodesh, is that it actually has the same level of Kedusha as the original 10th, and therefore you can make a tmura from this 11th to yet another one. Omnam das Rabbi Yehuda Muveres b'Gemara. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is explained later in the Gemara. Shatmuras Maiser Kreva al Gabe Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that any tmura of Maiser could be brought in the Mizbeach. There is no limitation over here. Just like all tumura, the tumura of a meiser is also brought in the mizbeach. Ubemele ein akravas izu mechicha sheine vegedet tumura. The fact that it's brought as a carbon on the mizbeach is not a source, is not a proof that it doesn't have the status of a secondary of a tumura. Rav Meir's opinion is that tumura's meiser is not brought as a carbon, so the fact that the 11th is brought as a carbon is a proof that it's like the original, and therefore it could yet make another tumura. So the Rebbe now will focus and continue to explain what exactly is the source or the deeper explanation of the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And the Rebbe is going to begin first with explaining Rav Meir's opinion, or actually Rav Yehuda's opinion, and then we'll come back to Rav Meir's opinion. Hine b'svaras haplukta de Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda, to explain the logic of the argument between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, im yesh la'achad osa k'tushas maiser. If the 11th has the same kedusha as the 10th, as the Maisa Behemah itself, Oirak kedusha shel tmuras Maisa, it only has sort of a secondary level of kedusha, like when you exchanged and extended it to a second one. Yeshloimar Rabbi Yehuda Svirelei. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is shekriyas asiri la'achad asar ein bekoicha l'chadish kedusha bebehemah. When you refer to the 11th mistakenly as the 10th, it doesn't have the koyach to be mechadish its own source of Kedusha of Maisa Behemah for the 11th. Just because you refer to it that way, it doesn't have the Koyach to create on its own source of Kedusha. Zayse Meres, meaning, Etzem HaKedusha Shal Maisa, the very Kedusha of Maisa that applies to the 10th, we can't apply that to the 11th. Ki ein Kedusha Zu Chala, Chala that is, El Al Shu Asiri Behemes. The Kedusha, the original Kedusha of Maisa Behemah, only takes effect on the 10th, which is actually the 10th. The fact that we learn here from the Pasuk to say that even the 11th, if we refer to it as the 10th, also as the Kedusha of Ma'isa Behema. Hainu, what this means is, Shalyidei Kriyezu, Asiri, the fact that he referred to it as the 10th, Nimsheches Mispashetes, V'chala Olav Kedushasai Shelo Asiri. We're extending the Kedusha that's really only on the 10th, and the Torah is Machadash, that we extend it further into the 11th. But it's not the original. The original Kedusha that's really only on the 10th, the Torah is Machadish, by verbally referring to the 11th as the 10th, we extend that Kedusha into the 11th. Umikimish lechola ala achadosa. Now, since the Kedusha of Ma'isa Behema does not originally and directly take effect on the 11th, elarak espashtus haKedusha shalo asiri, it's extending the Kedusha of the 10th to the 11th. Al-Kain Dina Kedin Tumura. This is how it's compared to Tumura, which is the same concept. Shen Yono, what is the idea of a Tumura? Gamkin, Espashtus Kedushas HaKarban Ala Chulin. You're taking an animal which is Chulin. You were not Makdish it. You have a behemoth that you were Makdish, and now you want to exchange. And the Torah says when you want to exchange, it doesn't work as an exchange, but what happens is it extends the Kedusha from what's actually Kadosh to the other. So now what was Chulin gets an extension of that Kedusha onto it. Right? V'loy Kedusha Atzmis. But it's not a Kedusha that I was Makdish this itself. I was not. I wanted exchange. So I'm drawing from the original Kedusha onto this animal. It's the same thing that I'm doing over here. So v'zeo taimus sh'rab Yehuda, she'en achadasa yisitmura. So therefore the 11th can now not make even yet another animal as a tmura. Kimikivim she'kedushasa hirak kedushas tmura amis pashetes. Mikedushas ha'asiri, since the Kedusha of the 11th is only an extension of the Kedusha of the 10th, ein abateikav kolkach kebasiri atzmai. So the Kedusha of the 11th is not as strong as the Kedusha, as the original, as the 10th itself. Kirak b'kayach kedushasa ha'atzmis l'spashet bezulasa. If you are the source of the Kedusha, you are the Ma'isa Behema itself, we could extend from there to another one. Mash'en ken b'spashtos, the 11th, which is only an extension of the Kedusha, ein b'kayach kedushasa l'spashet oid mimenu v'hola. It cannot extend yet even further to a third animal. And this is the same thing that we find regarding Tmura Bechlal, that one animal that only is holy because of Tmura, you cannot extend it to a second Tmura. There's no such a thing as a second Tmura. If something has a source of Kedusha in itself, it could be Mispashit. You could extend it. But if it's only an extension, it's not the source of the Kedusha itself, it can't be extended any further. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Omnam Rab Meir Svirilei Shatayre Chitcha Bezeh Din Begzeiras Melech. Here Rab Meir comes and says, this is not similar to when you extend Kedusha from one to another. Here there's Gzeiras Melech, meaning there's Gzeiras HaKosov, this is the words of Rashi. Rashi says it's a special Gzeiras HaKosov that teaches us, Kri Yezu Shekarolei Asiri Betos, the fact that this person verbally referred to the 11th as the 10th, although it was a mistake, but he verbally referred to it as the 10th, B'Kaicha L'Chadish Kedusha. The very word that he said that it's the 10th, that creates its own and new Kedusha for the 11th, not as an extension from the 10th. It's not an extension or an exchange coming from somewhere else. Kim Kedusha Atzmis. The Torah is Machadish from the Pasuk where it says, call that just by saying it, there is a Kedusha that's Chal on the 11th as if this was the 10th itself. Maybe Rab Meir Ayla Shitosai, and Rab Meir's proof to his opinion is Shitos Maise Eina Begeder the Tmura Vespashtos, that when you make a mistake and you verbally refer to the 11th as the 10th is not just an extension. Mizeh Shukarol Agabem Mizbeach, the fact that it's brought it as a carbon. In Kedushas Tos Maise Kedushas Tmura, if when you mistakenly refer to the 11th as 10th, it would only be like a Kedusha of a Tmura. Harei Kishem Shetmurasai Shomaise Eina Kreivu Ladas Rab Meir. Rab Meir's opinion is that a Tmura of Maise Behema is not brought as a carbon agabem Mizbeach Mipnei She'en Kedushasa Hispashtos B'Teikef Haroi LaKrova. Because a tmura of a ma'isa behema is only an extension, and therefore does not have enough kedusha to be brought as a carbon. So who adin b'toas ma'isa shalei havalei lekarav agav amizbeach? The same should have applied to toas ma'isa when you refer to the eleventh as tenth. That is, so you shouldn't be allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach. Umi'acha shehu karev, since according to Rav Meir's opinion, it's brought on the mizbeach. This is the proof. If it's brought in the Mizbeach, there's a Gzeiras Melech, that this has its own independent source of Kedusha by the fact that I verbally refer to it as the 10th, That creates Kedusha, not as an extension from the 10th. Tzarech Lahavin. So now, as I mentioned, the Rebbe will first focus on explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We need to understand Ma Machriach es Rabbi Yehuda Loimar. What forces Rabbi Yehuda to say Shekdusha Sayud Aleph Irakis Pashtus Kedusha Sa'asiri? That the Kedusha on the 11th is only an extension from the Kedusha of the 10th of the Maisa Behema, and it does not have its own source of Kedusha because you verbally referred to it as the 10th. What's the problem? When you look at the limud that's learned from the pasuk, the word v'chol that teaches me, he loimar, tells me, shekol maisa shavaz elazeh. V'chol means we're going to include all in the same category. Not only what's actually factually the 10th has the kedusha, but v'chol. That the 11th that you verbally refer to it as the 10th is also included in that. The Torah puts it together, v'chol, in the same category. When you say that the 11th is Meiser by mistake, that has the same halacha and it's a full-fledged Meiser. This is not a surprise. There's many such kind of halachas in Kachim where you have these new kinds of halachas, these novel ideas where you mamshich kedusha through the words that you say or so on. And here's another case where even though it's the 11th, you refer to it as the 10th, the Torah says it's included, it's v'chol, this has its own independent kedusha. So from where did Rabbi Yehuda take this distinction between the two Meisers? The Chol Meiser, which is included in these words, Chol Meiser, V'leima, to say, that the 11th that you refer to as the 10th is only an exchange, and it's not like the 10th itself. If the Torah includes them both in the words of V'chol Meiser, shouldn't they be the same? Isn't it mashma like what Rav Meir says, that this is a gzeiras melech, a chiddush, that the 11th, that you refer to as the 10th, has its own independent kedusha, like the 10th itself? So the Rebbe says, we could explain the proof and to understand what's behind the proof of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, why he compares it to Tmura. Hadinu, the halacha is, shekdushes tos meiser, cholo rakal achiv achadosar. This Mishnah that brings the example of the 9th, the one before the 10th, or the 11th, the one after the 10th, is not just by chance. It's because this halacha taka only applies to the 9th or the 11th. V'lo yal shmiri v'shnei masa v'chulu, or not the 8th, not the 12th, or any other number. It's specifically either the 9th or the 11th. V'atam al zem avu b'gemara. The explanation for this, it says in the Gemara. How do we know only the 9th and the 11th? It says in the Torah v'chol. Maybe extend it to any number. So the Gemara explains, Mahu, because we compare the others to the 10th. If we include it together with the 10th, we compare it to the 10th. Mahu asiri einim akudish ela besamach. Just like when it comes to the 10th, the 10th is holy because it's close to the 10th, meaning this is the 10th. As Rashi there says, Pirish Rashi, she'en lecha samach bo yaisim igufay. Nothing is closer to the 10th than the 10th itself. So what makes the 10th holy is mitzat the fact that it is the 10th. So it's close, it is the 10th. After Usai, so too, and the Torah compares and says that the same applies to the 11th and the 9th. Einem eskadeshes ela besamuch. The kedusha only applies to what's close to the 10th. Pirish Rashi kegon chiva chadasa shen smuchum. The 9th or the 11th that are close to it. So, what do we see from this? Harei mochach mizeh. The fact that we have this limitation and the fact that it's based on the fact that it's close to the 10th. So from this limitation, we see that the Torah is not creating an independent kedusha for the 9th or the 11th. Hayne shekriyas asiri atzma. The very fact that you verbally refer to it as the 10th, payeles kedusha ba'achi ba'achadosar. That itself, that you said it, creates this kedusha on the 9th or the 11th. Then kenkas, if that would be the case, maishna shmini yishnei masa sheinam mekudish kashakad asiri, why wouldn't that apply to the 8th or the 12th or any other number when you verbally said so? If the kayach is the verbalization and you said 10th, so then there shouldn't be any limitation, shouldn't have to be close to the 10th. So what we see from this is that by referring to the 9th or the 11th as the 10th, the person doesn't have the power verbally in this case to create a kedusha in the 9th or the 11th as the 10th. He's extending the kedusha of the 10th to the 11th or the 9th. So since it's only a espashtus, einim eskadeshes ele besamuch, and so therefore the kedusha only goes to what's close to the 10th. And therefore, Ein Biyachol to Shalak Dusha Le'espashet El Basamach La'asiri. It only extends to what's close to the tenth and not any further. So this is where Rabbi Yehuda took his concept from, his shitta from, that the Kedusha on the 9th or the 11th, actually we're only talking about the 11th here, is only considered to be a hispashtos. And not more than a hispashtos, it's only an extension, and not more than that, and therefore it can't yet make another tmura. Why we're only discussing the 11th and not the 9th? The machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding the 11th and not regarding the 9th. L'chayr, everything we're saying here logically would apply to the 9th as well. So it's in Ha'ara 7 or Ha'ara 8 where the Rebbe discusses this. You can take a look over there. So now we know what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, what it's based on. We can clearly see that this is not this independent koyach of kedusha that the Torah is mechadish, that when you verbally refer to it as the 10th, that it makes it kedush. That wouldn't have the limitation of 9th or 11th. The fact that it's only on those two means that it's only an extension because it's close to the 10th. If it's only an extension, so therefore we refer to it as a tmura of the original. It's only an extension, and therefore you can't yet make another tmura. So now coming back to understanding what the raya of Rab Meir is. From the fact that it could be brought as a carbon on the Mizbech, which shows that it has enough Kedusha as the original, that it's brought as a carbon. Rav Meir has a general opinion that he's following, a general approach that he has to many things that he's following over here, as we will explain. And the Rebbe will give a lengthy introduction here. Isa b'soif Masechta Hayriyas. In the end of Masechta Hayriyas, it says as follows. Sh'Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson rotzu lahaver es Rav Shimon v'Gamliel minisiyusai. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson wanted to remove Rav Shimon v'Gamliel from being the Rosh Hashiva, for being the leader. Let's ask him questions, many questions on Mishnayis and Uktzin. Pirish Rashi, Yidrish lo Masechta Uktzin. We'll ask him to teach us a Masechta Uktzin, the Lesley, and we know that he won't be able to teach it properly. And since he won't be able to teach it, then we'll tell him, so this is not a position for you. Mi Yimal Gvuras Hashem, who speaks the greatness, the words of the Eibishter, Yashmiya Kolti Losei, meaning Lemin No Lemal Gvuras Hashem, who could teach the words of the Eibishter, Mishiyachal Hashmiya Kolti Losei, one that could repeat and say all of his praises. In other words, teach any area in Torah, including something like Masechta Uktzin, which is not something that's learned very commonly. It's the very last Masechta in Shas. And therefore they figure that they're going to catch him over there, and they knew he wasn't proficient in it, and then he'll be able to remove him. V'lo yala b'yodam. They were not successful. That night, Rav Shimon Gamliel learned the entire Masechta Uktzin. The next day when they came and they asked him to teach Masechta Uktzin, he immediately was able to teach it to them perfectly. Now because of this plan they had, there was a penalty that they gave to Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, the name Rishmaita Mishmayu, not to repeat any halachas in their name, by their name, that is. Asikul Rab Meir Achayrim. From then on they referred to Rab Meir as Achayrim. Well, Rab Nosson Yeshayimrim, and Rab Nosson is Yeshayimrim. So whenever you have a Mishnayis, Achayim, it's Rab Meir, and whenever you have Yeshayimrim in Mishnayis, it's Rab Nosson. That's the story that it says there in the end of Hayriyas. Then Abraham Shuchlezei is a Shambi Gemara. Further, the Gemara there says, Masnile Rabbi le Rab Shimon Berei. Rabbi taught Rab Shimon his son, Achayim Oimrim. Achayim say, Ilo Hayat Mura Loi Hayat Karev. Achayim, which is Rab Meir, said the whole Indian that we're talking about over here, that the 11th has the same kedusha as the original, because if not, it wouldn't be brought as a carbon. Amalei, so when Rab Shimon heard what Rabbi said, this halacha, so he asked, Miyem alolu, shemimeim onishoisim, ushmoisim einanu maskirim. Who are you repeating from? We're drinking from their waters, but you don't even mention their name. This is an individual that wanted to uproot the honor of your father, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that is, and the father and the honor of your father's house. And that's why we don't mention their name. So he answered and said, Gam avosam, gam sinosam, gam kinosam kvar avda, their love, their hatred, or their jealousy is all gone, v'chulu. And therefore he says, at this point, we don't have to refer to him this way. Hada asnale. So therefore, he learned and he said, Omru mishum Rab Meir. It was said in the name of Rab Meir. Ilo hayat mura lehayat karev. If the 11th that was referred to as the 10th would only be treated as a tmura, it couldn't have been brought as a carbon. So this halacha is brought up there in the end of Masechta Hayriyas, as one case where the halacha of Rav Meir was originally said as Achirim, and then he said, no, let's refer to him as with his name. We're not done yet. The Gemara there says as follows. Then the Gemara concludes there in Masech Tahiris. There's an argument between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon. Chadomar, one opinion was Sinai Odif. Sinai is more important. Sinai being an individual that's a baki, that knows, has a bakias, he has a knowledge, a vast knowledge in all of the things that are brought in Mishnayos and Gemara and so on. But he doesn't necessarily have such a deep analytical, sharp understanding of everything. But he's a Sinai. He has the knowledge. The Chadomar, another opinion is Oikeharimadev, a person that can uproot mountains, meaning a person that has a sharp mind and analyzes deeply, even if he's not so proficient and he doesn't have such a bekias. But Oikeharim, someone that has a sharp, learns with a sharp mind, that's more powerful. So that's the argument over here. What is more important? Shalchu l'taman ezemehem kaidim. So they sent over there to Eretz Yisrael to ask this question: who comes first, the Sinai or the Oikeharim? Shalchu l'hu. They answered back: Sinai odif. The Sinai, the one that has the bekias, comes first. The amamar hakol tzrichim l'marichitya. Just like when it comes to food, everybody needs the basics. You need to have wheat to make bread, to have the basic food. The same thing also when it comes to learning. Everybody relies on somebody that knows the basic halachas and everything, even if he doesn't have the sharpest mind, to be able to analyze things deeply. This is the conclusion of the Gemara in Haidiyas. So now that I was going to question the order of the Gemara and this whole story, what's the connection of the different things that the Gemara brings here? Tzarech lahavin, the obvious question here is, Maya Shaychis Shomachloikizu ben Abshimi Gamliel v'Rabbanon. What's the connection between the last machleik is brought here, between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon, is Sinai Yodif or Oikeharim Yodif, in the style of learning, what's more important, the Sinai or the Oikeharim, La Shakal V'Tarye, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, V'Rav Meir, V'Rav Nosson, Basugi Shalif Neza. In the story that happened between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, regarding the fact that they wanted to remove him of being the Nasi, and they weren't successful, what's the connection between the two? Mevayit al Zeba Sefer Be'er Sheva. So in the Sefer Be'er Sheva, he explains as follows. Ma'is alahocha. The Gemara brings this argument regarding Sinai or Oikeharim. A'ovde, the Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson, in connection to the story that Rav Meir Rav Nosson, sha'ola al daitam lahavet Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Siyusai, that they wanted to remove him from being the Nasi. Because what was their reason? Why did they want to remove him of being the Nasi? Machmas shalehoya Sinai kemoisam. Because he wasn't as much as a baki, he wasn't a Sinai like them. He was a very sharp mind, and he learned very deeply, but his knowledge was not as great as theirs. Uksiv miyamal gvuras Hashem, and they felt that one could be a Nasi only if he has all the knowledge of everything. Kalayma lamin no lamal gvuras Hashem mishiyachal ashmiya kolti loisav, as the Gemara darshins, only one that has the knowledge in every area. Upligi Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanon, so in connection to this, the Gemara brings that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon argued about this. Im Sinai Odif, Lias Nikra Shiyachal Ashmiya Kolti Laisov. Is Sinai more important, the person that has knowledge in all areas of Shas? Oikeharim. Or perhaps a person that's learning with a sharp mind is and uproots mountains is greater. So Nikra Shiyachal Ashmiya Kolti Laisov, Vuhu Kaidim. He's the person that in any area, whatever he's going to learn, he's going to immediately apply his sharp mind to be able to learn it deeply and analytically. So therefore, that's the person that's called to Hiloisov. Because anywhere he'll learn, he has this koyach of being the Oikeharim. That's what the argument was about. Hainu, Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson. So the Rebbe explains. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, hoyu b'maylas ha-toyer Sinai. They were on the level of a Sinai. They had a broad knowledge. Ki arei hoyu b'kim gam b'mesech t'oktsin. As we see that they even knew mesech t'oktsin. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel hoya oikeharim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, though, on the other hand, had a very sharp mind. And because of the difference in the styles of their approach to learning, so this was sort of the discussion between them, or the argument, so who deserves to be the Nasi? Therefore, since that was the basis of the story, when Rav Meir Rav Nosson wanted to remove Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so l'chein, muvas behemshech l'zeh ha-machlekes ben Rav Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan. So the Gemara brings that this is an argument between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon, Shehem, Lefia Be'er Sheva, Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson. According to the Be'er Sheva, who are the Rabbanon plural refers to Rav Meir and Rav Nosson. So Miyadif, Sinai, Oikeharim, this is really what's behind. The Gemara is bringing this here because this is the background of the whole story that happened before when they wanted to remove Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, this is the Be'er Sheva's Pshat in the Gemara. Aval, but the Rebbe brings from other places in Gemara where it seems to be otherwise. Aval apirish ze kosha. According to this Pshat, we will have the following difficulties. Number one, Mehad Yisub B'Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Kol haroye Rav Meir B'Sanhedrish, a person that sees Rav Meir B'Sanhedrish, what is he seeing? Ki'ilu oike hore horem v'teichna ze b'ze. He's uprooting mountains of mountains, and he grinds them one with another. His sharpness in learning was so much that it wasn't stama oike horem. He's oike hore horem. Hare adarab, mefurish Rav Meir hoya oike hore horem. Rav Meir is the one that uprooted mountains of mountains. His style of learning was not the broad knowledge in all areas, but the sharpness of being oike hore horem. So we see here it's the other way around, not like the Be'er Sheva says. Another Gemara. Gam Amr Azal Be'erivin. There's a Gemara in Erivin that says, Golu v'yedua lefnei mishama v'yoylam. The Abishah, the master of the world, knows, She'em b'doyre shal Rav Meir k'moyse. There's nobody in the generation of Rav Meir that compares to him. So if that's the case, so why do we not paskin like Rav Meir? His opinions, his understanding was so deep that his friends couldn't understand the reasons for his opinion, so they didn't paskin like him. So what do we see over here? Rav Meir had a style of learning that was extremely deep. Not just the learning where a person learns superficially with the broad base knowledge of learning. Adarabah, Rav Meir was the deep learner. The Oicham, another thing it says there in the Gemara, Talmud Hoyalel Rav Meir. Rav Meir had a student, Sumchus Shmai. His name was Sumchus. Shaya Oimal Koldova Vedova Shaltome. Anything that Shaltome, that is, anything that there was a halacha that it's Tome, he would say Memchas Taime Tome. He would give 48 reasons of why it's Tome. Val Koldova Vedova Shaltaira, Memchas Taime Taira. He would give 48 reasons why it would be Tahir. So we're not talking about a person that's learning just for the knowledge to understand and know the halacha. He would get 48 reasons explaining the psak halacha that he gave. Hare shafilu talmidei shel Rav Meir. So we see Simchas, the student of Rav Meir, haya oike harem, was an oike harem. So how much more so regarding Rav Meir himself? Yet another Gemara. Umetzina gam b'sayta, we find in the Gemara in Sayta, meikara asa Rav Meir lekamei de Rav Akiva. First, Rav Meir came to learn Torah by Rav Akiva. Kivim delay matzi kama libei, he couldn't understand what Rav Akiva was saying. Asa lekamei de Rav Yehuda v'goma gemara. So he went to Rav Yehuda to learn Gemara. What does this mean? Pirish Rashi, amishnai estumais k'moy shehen. By Rav Yehuda, he learned legirse. He learned the bekiyas. He learned just to become proficient in the mishnayis, the halachas as they are, without the depth of the halachas. Then now that he was proficient in all the Mishnayos, he came back to Rav Akiva to learn deeper, to understand the svaris of all these halachas. Pirish Rashi, lamoid al ikir taimei mishnah lovin dova mitoich dova cholo. To understand the concept deeper, understanding one concept, deducing one concept from another concept. So again, what do we see over here? Even when he was still a student, he didn't yet become the famous Rav Meir. Even when he was still a student by Rav Akiva, Amad Rav Meir al ikir taimei mishnayis v'chulu. Even at that point, Rav Meir was able to see the deep reasons of all the mishnayis. Hainu inyan shel charifus v'ikaharim. This is his sharp learning and his ability to be able to uproot mountains and compare and contrast and so on. So all of these sources here point in the opposite direction than what the Be'er Sheva says. That Rav Meir was just the learner that used to learn for the superficial knowledge, so to speak, and not the deep learner. So the question is, Maya Shaychus Vasmichus da pluktim sinayada for ikaharim laovdana shalufna. So then what's the connection between the story that happened that Rav Meir, Rav Nasa wanted to remove Rav Shimon Gamliel from being the Nasi and the argument that's brought later regarding which one is more important, the Sinai or the Oike Harim? We can't make the connection the way the Be'er Sheva does. We see clearly that Rav Meir was the Oike Harim, not Rav Shimon Gamliel, apparently, if Rav Meir was. Or maybe they both were. So then there's no connection. That's not the subject of their argument. Now, the Rebbe has some other questions over here in understanding the continuation of the Gemara in Hayrius and the end of Hayrius. Let's see. Naisuf also, in addition to this, Kame in Yonah v'diyukim basugiyah dershim bir. There are some other details that need clarification. Aleph number one. K'shekonsul Rav Meir v'Rav Nachman d'loy neimru shmaitim shmayu. When they gave this knas, that a statement should not be said mentioning their name. Lama bachru dafkes akinui achirim l'Rav Meir. Why did they choose the nickname of achirim for Rav Meir and v'yeshaimrim l'Rav Nosson? and the nickname of Yesh Oimrim for Rav Nosson. Maybe it should have been the other way around. Why is this specifically this way? Beis, another question. Matzino harbe mishnayis. We find many mishnayis and shas shebehem niskash moish Rav Meir befeirish, where the name of Rav Meir is clearly mentioned. Ve'echza masim maknas to le neimru mishmayu. How does this fit with the fact that there was a knas not to mention the halacha by their name? V'deichik loimar. It's difficult to say. Shekol leilo ha-mishnayis ha-merubayis. All these many mishnayis shebehem uska shmei, where his name is mentioned, hukfu nuschosan kaidem uvda anal. Those mishnayis were learned already before this incident. It's a deichik to say that. V'ilu la'acha shekansu le'nemru ela eilo ha-lochas ha-mu'otei shebehem niske b'shem achayrim. And there's very few mishnayis where the name achayrim is mentioned, and only those few mishnayis was after this incident. The Rebbe says it's a deichik to say this. There's more about this in Adar 21, and the Rebbe brings from the Seder Adairis as well, that he says that it's a deichik to say that only very few mishnayis happened after this story. Based on the history of timing of when they lived, it doesn't really make sense. A third question, Gimel. Vasugi muva of the mastinle Rebbe la Rab Shimon Berei, that Rebbe brought this halacha about the tmura regarding the Maisa Behema, the 11th, that was called the 10th. So he taught this halacha, Rebbe taught this halacha to Rab Shimon his son. Nirem bepashtos, shamachuvim bezehu. So it seems over here that Ashaklevetaria should be Rebbe Ubinoi, Ba'ifin Askaras, Dava, B'shem Rab Meir. The Gemara is only bringing this up because it happens to be that when he taught this halacha to his son, he said it in the name of Achayrim. B'shem Achayrim or B'shem Rab Meir. And originally he said it in the name of Achayrim, and then he told him, no, you could mention his name. So the actual story itself, the halacha that is itself, that he was speaking about, is not relevant. The only reason why it's brought here is because of the fact that over here he mentioned him as Achayrim, and that's shaykh to the story here. The content of what was spoken about is not relevant. There's no connection. If so, asks the Rebbe, why does the Gemara even bother mentioning what the actual halacha was? Why doesn't the Gemara just say, Rebbe taught to Rab Shimon his son a halacha in the name of Achayrim, and then he commented and says, who is this individual that we're drinking his waters and we're not mentioning his name? Why does it have to mention what the halacha is? Not only that, that then he did say it in his name. The Gemara again mentions what the halacha it was, which is that if it was a tmura, it would not be brought as a carbon. So why does he bring the halacha a second time? That's an indication that the actual teichen of this halacha, this chiddush of Rav Meir, that the 11th, when it's called the 10th, has the same kedusha as the 10th itself, is relevant to the story over here and to the whole discussion regarding Sinai or Kehorim, as the Rebbe will explain. So the Rebbe now is going to tie together the whole story in the end of Masech Tehoiris, Sai, the story where there was the argument between Rab Meir, Rab Nosson, and Rab Shimon Gamliel. They wanted to remove him from being the Nasi. And then the story over here that it was brought first in the name of Achayrim, and specifically this halacha of the 11th that was called the 10th, what's the connection of this halacha? And finally, the argument about Sinai and Oikahorim. Habir b'cholanal, the explanation here is as follows. Pirish behem shecha sugya, we can say that the pshat and the flow of the sugya in the end of Hoyrius, who are pia Be'er Sheva. We're going to follow the Be'er Sheva's mahalach over here, the Be'er Sheva's approach. Meaning, Hainu Shigama Ovde, the Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, Himitzad Plutasim and Rab Shimon Gamliel, Isinai Adif, Oyokaharim Adif, Oyokaharim. Yes, this was really the argument here between Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, which one is more important, the Sinai or the Oyokaharim? And that's the story, the background of the story that they wanted to remove him of being the Nasi, and therefore the Gemara brings it in the end. Avo, Mimehem Sinai, Umi Oyokaharim, who is the Sinai here? Is Rab Shimon Gamliel the Sinai? Or are Rab Meir and Rab Nosson the Sinai? Nire lefi ani is daiti shemuchlefes hashita. It's really the other way around. Rab Meir, kedemuchach le'el, Rab Meir, as we brought before a few rayas, v'Rab Nosson and Rab Nosson as well, that was together with him in this, hoye b'maylas hoikaharim. They were a oikaharim, as we saw before, it says oikahare harim. So Rab Meir was the oikaharim. But Rab Shimon Gamliel, Sinai. Rab Shimon Gamliel had a broad knowledge, but Rab Meir was a much sharper student. He was a very, very sharp learner. Kefi Shemash Megama Loshin, and the Rebbe now brings an additional raya from the Gemara over here as well. Pliga about Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. So the Gemara says Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon argue. Chadoma Sina Yadiv, one says Sina is more important, V'chadoma Oikaharim Adiv, and the other says Oikaharim is more important. The Gemara does not name who is who, which is the opinion of Sina and which is the opinion of Oikaharim. It just says Chad and Chad. So how do we know who is who? The Yidua. Now the Rebbe brings a klal, and this is quoted from a Radvaz. The Besignin said that usually when the Gemara brings two names over here, it's Rab Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, and then it says Chad and Chad. The line is parish, miyo achad oma harishain and miya sheni. Who's the first chad? Who's the first opinion and who's the second opinion? Naktinon, so we usually will say, the zeh sheshmoy niskal harishaina, the one that his name is mentioned first, hu balat ea harishaina. He's the first opinion, he's the first chad. So if that's the case, benidin didon, in our case, Rab Shimon Gamliel, hu shama sina yadif, he's the first chad, his name is mentioned first, and he's the one that says that sina is more important. Rab Mei and Rab Nosson named him, and it's Rab Mei and Rab Nosson that said that Oikaharim Adif, that the Oikaharim is more important. Okay, so therefore we could also see it in the order of the way the opinions are presented here. So this is sort of a typical case of a teacher that has a very broad base of knowledge, and that was Rab Shimon Gamliel, that was a Sinai, and Rab Mei and Rab Nosson was a sharp student, and they said, oh, this Rosh Hashiva is not as sharp as us, let's catch him at a mistake in Masechta Uktzin, and then we're going to remove him of being a Rosh Hashiva. Of course, these are holy Tanoim, so this is, you know, on a completely different level. Now, the question, however, is, we did prove clearly before that Rab Meir was the Oikaharim, not that Rab Shimon Gamliel, or at least not that Rab Meir was the Sinai, as the Be'er Sheva said. But on the other hand, the Be'er Sheva had a very good reason to say that Rab Shimon Gamliel was the one that was the Oikaharim and not the Sinai, because the whole point of the story is that they were going to catch Rab Shimon Gamliel that he's not a baki in Masechta Uktzin. In other words, he's not a Sinai. That's what they were going to prove to him. He may have a sharp mind, but he doesn't know Masechta Uktzin. How is this going to fit with the Pshat the Rebbe saying that in fact Rab Shimon Gamliel was the Sinai? Rab Meir was the Oikaharim. Now, the Rebbe explains, although the Gemara L'chayri says that the whole story here was that Rab Meir and Rab Nosson said, you know, Rab Shimon Gamliel didn't learn Masechta Uktzin. Ein ha-pirish el-elam da-klal. It doesn't mean to say that he didn't learn it at all. Dimkein, eich lomad kol in yonei uktzin b'layla echot. How is it possible that he should learn the entire Masechta Uktzin and everything that's included in it in one night? It doesn't sound like in the Gemara that there was any chacham that came and taught it to him over that night. He learned it on his own. It's not honorable for a nasi that someone should come and have to teach him something. So therefore, we're going to assume that probably nobody learned it with him. He learned it himself in one night, all the halachas and everything in Masech Toktzin. So what's the pshat? Of course he knew it. Of course he knew the Masechta. But legomar means he didn't learn it the way Rab Meir would expect a teacher to learn it, the way Rab Meir would expect a Nasi to learn it as a Oikaharim, to know all the deep diktukim, all the specifics and the questions that there are in this Masechta. And that's what he learned in that one night. He reviewed it and he went over it to see the depth of the details of it. That's what really happened over here. With this we could also understand why they specifically chose Uktzin. Besides the simple fact that Uktzin is a very obscure Masechta that people don't necessarily always learn, so, but the Rebbe brings here, the Gemara says in Brachas regarding Rav Yehuda, that he taught the halachas of Nezikin. His entire learning was focused on the Mishnayos of Nezikin. When he came to Uktzin, he had problems. Omar Havayis the Rav Shmuel Khazina Hochal, the halachas in Uktzin, which deals with all kinds of halachas of Tumah and Tara. I see such difficult things, like the difficult arguments between Rav and Shmuel. Upirish Rashi, Kaleima Tam Hamishnayas Halalu Kosha Olai V'chulu. The logic, the reasoning behind the halachas of those Mishnayas are difficult to understand. So what's specific, what's unique about Uktzin is not just about the fact that it's not something that people are used to always learning, because at the end of Mishnah, so to speak, people forget about it. That's not what it is. What's unique about Uktzin is that there's a lot of oimik, there's depth in understanding the reasoning behind these Mishnayos. Olachen, kesherotzer Rab Meir v'Rab Nosson laharis charifusam b'imkei taimei ha-Mishnayos v'cholo. When Rab Meir and Rab Nosson wanted to demonstrate that they are the Oikaharim and they know the depth of the ideas of the Mishnayos, sholos Rab Shimon Gamliel b'Uktzin. They went to ask him a question specifically in Masechta Uktzin, since the Gemara, as we see in Brachas, clearly says that the timing of this Masechta is very difficult to understand. So that's yet another proof that the idea over here is that Rab Meir Rab Nosson with Oikaharim. Rab Shimon Gamliel was the Sinai. He was proficient even in Uktzin. But it's the Uktzin has a deep reasoning behind it. That's where Rab Meir Rab Nosson wanted to, so to speak, catch Rab Shimon Gamliel with a mistake. Based on this, we can now explain the fact that they refer to Rab Meir as Achedim, that was the penalty. And also the connection, now that we know that Rab Meir was the Oikaharim, we could also understand Rab Meir's reasoning regarding the halacha that this sikha is discussing, the 11th that was referred to as the 10th. And also, what's the connection? Why this halacha is brought here? Because this halacha is connected to the general approach of Rab Meir, as the Rebbe is going to explain now. So here, the Rebbe will give us a deeper understanding. What's the basis of this argument? Whether Sinai is Adif, whether the one that's as a proficiency and as a habikias is more important, or a deep learner is more important, the Oikaharim is more important. In the general machlaikis, what's behind this? Which one is more important? Yishleima, shi yisoida, b'chakira yedua. The basis of this is the famous question, Yakamus machria, esa eichos, whether quantity is outweighs the quality, or the other way around. Hainu meaning, when you have one that's greater in number, greater in quantity, but in quality it's not as great. And the other, in contrast, you have davashu rava eichus, something else that in quality is in its nature is more powerful, but in numbers it's smaller. What outweighs what? The kamos versus the eichus. This is a famous question that Rebbe also brings it in many different sichas. Quantity versus quality. Sometimes numbers is more important than Torah, and sometimes the quality of even something small, but if it's something powerful, intense, even if it's small, it's more powerful. The same thing applies over here in the style of learning. The same as in our case. Sinai, an individual which is a Sinai, meaning, and here the Rebbe brings, I believe this is from Rashi, the title of what Sinai is. Shoshana, Mishneh, Braise. He learned all the Mishnayos, all the Braises. Zdurunoi, it's clear by him. Can he say Nasa Mar Sinai like it was given from Har Sinai? Gdulasa belimadat Torah bekamos. The greatness of this learner is in the quantity. He knows everything. He has it all clear. Although in the quality of his learning and the depth of his learning, he doesn't know the depth of all the reasoning and all the discussion, the deep discussion that goes into understanding all these halachas. But he has the vast knowledge of many, many halachas. So in quantity, this learner is on a higher level. On the other hand, the person that uproots mountains, who charef b'taymei halachas v'cholu, is an individual that's a sharp learner, knowing the depth of the halachas. Dulas soibulim that teira be'echus. His greatness in learning is in the quality. Afshe b'kamas ene boki kol kach kibesinai. Although in the quantity of his learning, he doesn't have that vast knowledge like the person that's on the level of a Sinai. So v'amachloikis hi mi yodif. So therefore, that's the argument here. What's more important? Ribu yakamos, to learn and to have the broad knowledge, the quantity, or the deep learning, to learn and analyze one thing or less, but know it very, very well, thoroughly, and on a deeper level. Which was of the opinion that having the broad knowledge of all the Mishnayos and Braises follows the opinion that quantity is more important. Rab Meir, Rab Nosson Savri, and Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, which were both Oikaharim held, the Ha'ikir Ya'echus. The main thing is the Echus, the quality, whatever you learn should be understood deeply and properly and thoroughly. That is more important than the broad knowledge. Okay, so now the Rebbe comes back to explaining first the nickname of Achedim. Lefize Muvam, so based on this we can understand, Lama Asikul Rab Meir Achedim. Why did they give him this nickname of Achedim? Achedim means Kaloimar Shuhu Sug Acher Legamri. When you have a person that's a different type of learner, this kind of learner, whatever he learns, he gets stuck, he goes deeply in his sharp mind and analyzes. This is a different type of learner.
Eichus Acheres, a different quality. The argument between Rav Meir and his peers, or in this case Rav Shimon Gamliel, is not on a detail. It's a completely different approach. Even when they came to give him a penalty, not to use his name, but still they gave him a name that will express the essence of who he was, the level that he was on. This is, he's out of our league. He's someone learns in a different level altogether. Therefore, they referred to him as Acherim. Which is not the same when you use the nickname of Yeshayimrim. There are those that say, not Acherim. That nickname, Yeshayimrim, does not have in it the meaning that this is a person that's Acherim. He's on a completely different wavelength. He has a different opinion. He has an alternative approach. Yeshayimrim, an alternative approach. Over here, the Acherim makes the point that he's arguing because he had a completely different level of learning because he learns with a different quality of learning. That was Rav Meir, specifically Rav Meir. Although Rav Nosson was his colleague, he was his friend, and he was also an Oikahorim. Being an Oikahorim, there are various levels to this. But Rav Meir hoya Oikahorim Yaser. Rav Meir was completely out of anyone's league, even Rav Nosson. Kediyah Kaloshin, as we see there in the Gemara that was quoted before, Rav Meir Oikahorim V'teichnan Zebazeh. He uprooted mountains of mountains and grinded them one with another. So his razor-sharp mind and his depth of learning was on a completely different level. He's in a completely different league, and therefore only Rav Meir was referred to as Acherim. Therefore, the nickname was to indicate his great sharpness, Sug Miyuchad. He was in a category for himself. So this explains the nickname of Acherim. This is Rav Meir's approach to learning. Now coming back to the halacha of the Maisa Behema, when the 11th is called the 10th. And also the connection of why it's brought over here in connection to this whole discussion about Sinai and Eikahodim, Benegela Shaklavatari, the Revit Abshim, and Berei Eich Likle Rab Meir, and also in the discussion of how to refer to him. Masha Omer Rab Meir, Ilu Hoya Tmura Lehoya Karev. This halacha of the 11th that was called 10th would be like a Tmura, it wouldn't be brought as a carbon. This Svara. That Rav Meir says that he's basing his opinion on the fact that it's brought as a carbon is Rav Meir azul l'shitase b'maylus eichus. Rav Meir is following his general approach where he gives more importance to the quality of things, to look at things and analyze them deeply at the quality of things and not looking at the quantity of things. So bringing it back over here to this halacha of the 11th. Since Rav Meir's opinion is that the quality matters much more, so therefore Lidide, according to his opinion, Rav Meir is well aware of the raya that Rav Yehuda has to his opinion, which is what the Rebbe brought before, that because only either the 9th or the 11th become holy like the 10th, so that shows that it's only an extension from the 10th. It's not that they independently have a koyach of kedusha because he verbally said that it's the 10th. So Rav Meir is well aware of this raya. Shirak is pashtus mur, it's only an extension. Mikol makom, however, even knowing that raya, adifi yaser, he considers it to be a stronger raya, haraya sheyesh lekedusha atzmis. The raya that he has, that the 11th in this case, that was called the 10th, can be brought as a carbon, and that's a stronger raya that it has its own kedusha. From the fact that it's brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Why does Rav Meir consider this to be a stronger raya? Why is this a stronger raya than the fact that we see that the limitation of this halacha is only to the 9th and the 11th, so that indicates that it's an extension? So the Rebbe explains. The proof of Rabbi Yehuda that when you make the mistake and you refer to the 9th or the 11th as the 10th, so only what's close to the 10th. The Kedusha extends there. He mitzad inyan akamos. If you pay attention here, this is really a concept that's based on quantity. Meaning, shaharei, hahefrish ben shiva achadosa l'shmini yishneimos v'chulu. What's really the difference between the 9th or the 8th, the 11th or the 12th? Hu bekamos tasmichos, in the number of how close it is to the 10th. If you want to look at the quality of it, is there really so much of a difference between the 9th or the 8th? Quality-wise, they're the same. They're both not the 10th. once you're not the 10th, so then you're not the 10th. But looking at it from number-wise, what's closer to the 10th? The 9th and the 11th are closer than the 8th and the 12th. So it's mitzad kamus, looking at the number of it, they're closer to the 10th. That's the raya that Rabbi Yehuda focused on, looking at the proximity, the closeness, as far as numbers are concerned. On the other hand, though, the raya that Rabbi Meir sees in the fact that this 11th could be brought on the Mizbeach, he raya meches haKedusha. This is an indication of the actual quality of its Kedusha, that it has enough Kedusha to be brought on the Mizbeach. This is not a number thing. There's various levels of Kedusha and Kachim. There are things that are Kachim that only have a level of Kedusha, Lamashal, something that has a Kedusha of Kedusha's Damim. Only the value of it has Kedusha, but it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Guf and it can't be brought in the Mizbeach. A Tumura of a Maisa Behemoth does not have enough Kedusha to be brought in the Mizbeach. This has enough Kedusha to be brought in the Mizbeach. That's not a Raya from the number of the proximity, the closeness to the 10th. That shows on the quality, on the level of Kedusha, on the nature of Kedusha that it has, that it can be brought in the Mizbeach. L'chein, Rav Meir, the Svirile, Sha'eches Ikke, Rav Meir, when it came to his approach of learning, his general approach was to look at the quality of things and to focus on things in that way. So therefore he said that over here as well, when he gave to the 11th, that was called the 10th, that's not a Tmura. It has its own Kedusha. Kivin Shemitzad Ha'eches, Mehad HaKarev, looking at the nature of the holiness of this 10th, or of this 11th that was called the 10th, Mochach She'yesh LeKedusha Atzmus. We focus and we prove from the fact that it can be brought as the carbon, that it has the nature of a kind of holiness, that it's its own kedusha, like the 10th, it can be brought as a carbon. That's what he focuses on. But what does he do with the raya of Rabbi Yehuda? That we see that it's only when it's close to the 10th and not any further. So why is that the case? So we're going to have to say, according to Rabbi Meir, shesamoch, the fact that it has to be close to the 10th, hurak simen. This is just an indicator where the chiddush of the Torah applies. The closeness is not the cause of the kedusha. It's not that there's an extension, and therefore this parameter is how far it could extend. The closeness is not the sibbe. It's not the cause of the din. Rather, it's just a simen where we apply the chiddush of the Torah. Al eize behemah chola hakedusha atzmis. Where this essential kedusha, this kedusha that the Torah was machadish, should apply. Hainu meaning shamaila the samach irak lahoyreis shebehemah zu ruuya shetochel alei kedushas maisa. This is where this chiddush of the Torah applies, but it's an independent kedusha. Just like we obviously understand, this chiddush of the Torah you can't extend just anywhere. There's certain parameters to this chiddush of the Torah. So this samoch, according to Rab Meir, is the parameters of this chiddush. This is the simon of where the chiddush is. Not that the fact that it's close is the sibba of the chiddush, because I have to extend the kedusha from the 10th to the 11th, and it could only go this far. It's only a simon. The actual nature of the kedusha that takes effect on the 11th, al yedei kriya shem asiri, by referring it to it as the 10th, he loishem es pashetes bo hakedusha da asiri. It's not an extension of the kedusha of the 10th, kedas Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. El shekriya shem asiri pe elis bo kedusha atzmis. The nature, the echus of this kedusha, like I see that is brought in the mizbeach, has its own kedusha like the 10th itself. So this is the basis of Rav Meir's opinion over here. The echos, the quality of the kedusha that I see. Olachain, kishamevi b'gemara sh'Rav Meir, sh'Rebbe, that is, omel Rav Shimon b'rei sh'kara l'Rav Meir achedim. When the Gemara brings over here the incident that happened, that Rebbe said to Rav Shimon, his son, that Rav Meir was referred to as achedim. Maybe gamase inyin sh'bekesh sh'erev omel ezois. He brings the exact halacha regarding what they refer to him as achedim. This halacha, the reason over here, the reason of ilu hoya tmura lo hoya karev, this expresses his opinion. And the fact that Rav Meir has this unique approach, that he looks at the quality of things, and he's in a league for himself, that's the reason why he was called Achayrim. So therefore the Gemara says that Rebbe referred to him as Achayrim, and he brought this halacha, or not the halacha itself, but the reason for the halacha, because the reasoning behind this halacha is actually what expresses Rav Meir's approach, that we look at the quality that it has its own kedusha. So even now later, what happened? After Rebbe explains to his son that this is the individual that I wanted to uproot the honor of your father's house, but Rab Shimon answers him, no, she'afot piken yesh lahaske shmoy, it's time already to be able to mention his name. Kaifaleda Pam, the Gemara repeats again what the halacha was, the ilu hayat mura loy hayakarev, this svara that the 11th has the kedusha because it's brought in the mizbeach. So Balaramis, what is the Gemara hinting with this? Ki afalpi shibaha svara ashabahalochazu, the ilu hayakulu, the echas ikakulu. This svara, if you look at this svara, what's the basis of this svara? That echos, that the quality, that Rab Meir is in a league for himself because the quality is the ikar. That was his approach of learning. And going with that approach, this will bring to uproot the covet of your father's house. Because Rab Shimon ben Gamliel was the one that was the Sinai and didn't have that kind of a sharp learning. That was the whole reason why he wanted to remove Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rab Shimon is telling his father, even though it's true that following Rab Meir's approach over here will also be the cause to uproot the father, our father's honor, nevertheless, he mentions the name, he brings the pasuk over there that it's all forgotten. What this shows is, we see over here, if you pay attention to the exact wording that he says, even when he brings his name, he doesn't say Rab Meir said. He says, Omru Mishum Rab Meir. It was said in the name of Rab Meir. V'loi Rab Meir Oimer. And not that Rab Meir said. Ki basvara shebilo hayetzmura lo hayekarev, bikshu laka kvayt beisaviv. This is what they wanted to uproot, the honor of his of the house of his father. So even after he says that at this point there's a reason that we could mention his name already, but yet he didn't say Rab Meir Oimer, he said Mishum Rab Meir Oimer. So we see over here beautifully the connection, the symmetry, how all these things come together over here, that Rab Meir and Rab Shimon Gamliel had an argument, what's Adif, Oika Harem or Sinai, Rab Meir being the Oika Harem, that is. And he was on a level for himself, on a league to himself, and therefore he was called Acherim. And we see also the story that the Gemara brings, that the halacha that was said, this halacha, specifically, not the halacha actually, it's interesting, the reasoning of this halacha, the logic of this halacha, this is also based on Rab Meir's general approach of Eichus. And that's why Dafka over here, when he repeated this reason of this halacha, he referred to him as Acherim. Because this is the whole shitta that he was using to uproot Rab Shimon Gamliel's Nesias. Now, coming back to one question that the Rebbe asked before. So why is it that in many Mishnayos we find that Rab Meir is mentioned by name? So the Rebbe now says a new pshat in this. V'alpizeh niche bepashtos, based on this, we could simply understand, Masha b'mkaimis, Rabben b'mishnah nema divrei Rab Meir. In many places in Shas, it does say divrei Rab Meir. After sikul Rab Meir acherim, although they began repeating things in the name of Rab Meir as acherim. Kirak ba'oisan ha-mishnayis, behen divrei Rab Meir, tuluyin b'shitasa ya'klolos de eichos adifa. It's only those halachas that Rab Meir says. And what he says is based and is dependent on his general shitta of eichos adif, that the quality is stronger, those specific halachas. Number one. And number two, v'nemru la'achri uvda'ana. And also, the halachas that were taught after this incident. Okay, and the Rebbe in the Ha'ara says, because the Rebbe here is saying that you would need two, it's only in a case where you have both. It's the halachas itself that are based on Eichus, and also it happened after the incident. So the Rebbe is mitzayin a bunch of places in Shas. So Nemar Acherim Oinim. Only then is Rab Meir's opinion brought as Acherim. In other Mishnayos, where Rab Meir is saying a halacha, which is not connected to his general shitta, which is not expressing his general shitta of acherim as being a person that was on a league to himself in a different quality, in a different nature, maskirim as Rab Meir b'shmai. Rab Meir is mentioned by his name. And as the Rebbe brings over here in the Ha'aret, that even over here in this halacha, regarding the 11th that was called 10th, that Rab Meir's opinion, the logic of his opinion, is based on the concept of Eichus Adif, but that's only regarding the logic of his opinion, that the reasoning which the Mishnah brings is based on the union of Eichus Adif. And over there it says, Omru Mishum Rab Meir. But when it brings the actual halacha itself, that is, it says Divrei Rab Meir. because the halacha itself, before you get to the reasoning, is not yet the point that Rav Meir said Eichel Sadef. Only when it brings the reasoning is that Omru Mishum Rav Meir, like what it says in the end of Hayri, is that originally it was said Achayrim, and then it said Omru Mishum Rav Meir, but not saying Rav Meir's name directly. So the point is that over here, the fact that they gave him this knas, that he was called Achayrim, is not the pistama, a side knas, stam to give him a knas. He tried to uproot his nesias, so let's give him a knas, and they chose this knas randomly. It's not a random thing. The name Achayrim expresses the fact that he was in a league for himself, and also the fact that because he was in a different league, he was using that to go and uproot Rav Shimon Gamliel's nesias. And that explains why Dafka, those Mishnayis, where it expresses that opinion, that Meir's name is not mentioned. It's only mentioned Achayrim. So we have over here the connection of the whole story in the end of Masechta Hayriyus, the clear how all the different details comes together, and the explanation of the Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So what follows from what the Rebbe says in the Sikh over here is that Rabbi Meir's opinion is based on the fact that Eichus is Adif. So Rabbi Yehuda probably held that, no, that Kamus is Adif. Right? That's Azei Kumtais L'Chayri from what it says in the Sikha. Okay, Atzlacha Rabbi, everybody.